confidence.
What about Jason Pierre-Paul? Do you notice a big difference in him this year as opposed to last year?
Definitely. You could see him, you know, using his technique more. You can definitely see that, you know, he's starting to have backup plans. You know, when you come in as a rookie, you know, there's so much stuff that's getting thrown at you, and now you're starting to see, you know, the technique, you know, coming through, the different games, him, you know, being able to do different moves. And, you know, when you're a rookie, you're just so focused on your job. Now he's playing a lot better, so it's exciting to see.
So is he go ahead.
For the past couple of years, you've gone head-to-head with Osi many a time. Mm-hmm. Is it odd looking over and seeing him on the bike for a week or so?
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, you want your teammates and your guys out here practicing this and that, but he's got his own thing. He's got his own thing going on, and, you know, the only thing you can focus on are the guys that are playing, the guys that are out there, and that's all we've been doing is just making sure as a team that we make progress.
David, Rex Grossman says that the Redskins are the team to beat in the NFC East. Do you have any thoughts on where the Giants are at in that mix?
Well, you're going to hear from every team. They're going to say the same answer. You know, we're just, like I said, we're just continuing to take each and every day, and I just know that we're moving in the right direction. We're going to be ready to go September 11th.
Does it bother you, though, that the outside expectations aren't as high for this football team as some of the inside expectations?
You know, all that matters is at the end of the year, your wins and your losses. That's all that matters. All the talk, all that stuff doesn't make a difference on what happens on Sundays and this and that. And, you know, I like being the underdog. Go ahead, say what you want to say. It's your actions what prove people wrong.
You know, for, I don't know, 5 years, whatever it was that the line was together, you guys talked about how much the chemistry and the stability helped. Do you have any worry that, I mean, you know you have faith in the guys that are there, but just the fact that it's new, that it might take some time to put this whole thing together?
No, I have no worries because I know that we're doing everything now and we're going to continue to do everything we need to do to be ready because to have a good offense, you have to have a successful offensive line, a group that's connected and can play together. So I have no worries at all because I know we're going to take every step we need to, whether it's, you know, doing extra things on the field, watching extra film, doing extra, you know, talking, all that stuff. I know that we're going to hammer it out, and, you know, we're a room that's got a lot of pride, and we're a blue-collar group, and we're going to do whatever it takes to get it done.
How are you and Will working on the left side, and what do you see from him, you know, at that position right now?
Oh, it's working well, you know. Obviously, you know, being around him the last 2 years and, you know, talking with him and going through film with him and all that stuff has helped. And, you know, I think the fact that I play tackle can obviously help him, you know, because I can see things at guard that I saw at tackle. So, you know, I can communicate with him. And also, you know, you see him stepping up. This is his opportunity to play. And he's working extremely hard, you know, learning from Coach Flaherty, going through the techniques and moving forward. And I think, you know, like I said, I think, you know, the more we work, the better we're going to get, and I have no doubts we're going to be ready.